Good morning, family. How you doing? This is Pastor Loggins. This is Positive Talk with Pastor Loggins. This morning, I just want to kind of share a quick encouraging word with you that encouraged me this morning. This word, I believe, came from directly from the heart of the Lord, my Savior, Jesus Christ. Anyway, I want to talk to you this morning about, just from a simple topic, just a touch. Just a touch. Man, I began to go over the scripture that has that talks about the woman who had the issue of the flow of blood for 12 years, and how throughout the course of her life, how she had spent all of her earnings, all of her money, all of her resources on doctors and healers and every kind of way that she can think of to try to come back and try to heal this issue that she had for 12 long years. But what the Word of God began to show me in that nobody, the Bible never mentioned her name. It never mentioned if she was with somebody. It never mentioned how she got to know about Jesus Christ, even how she got to the crowd where Jesus was. But what stood out to me in this is that when she got there, she saw Jesus, and as he was walking, and there's a crowd around him, and everybody was just coming in, and the crowd, I believe there's probably people in the crowd, they were just there to see Jesus do another miracle, to see Jesus do something. Everybody wasn't there for the right purposes. So be careful who you surround yourself with. But I love this, help me, Holy Spirit, that the woman, she knew in her heart that if she can just touch the hem of the garment, just a touch of the hem of his garment, that she knew that her issue will be resolved, that there'll be a change in her life. So she made her way through the crowd. She made her way through the issues of life. She made her way through everything that was being put before her. And she reached down and she touched the hem of Jesus Christ. And as I begin to read it, I've read this many, many times before, and we all know the story. But I love this part. It's something about this story that just encourages me. And Jesus turned to her. Out of all the people that was around her, including his disciples, he knew that this touch was different than any other touch that he has. And Jesus is one, he'll give his attention when he is touched by somebody with a true desire of faith to be healed or changed. Jesus, with this touch of this woman, he turned to her and he said, there's something about this different. Virtue have left me. This touch is different. And he saw the woman bending down who touched the hem of her garment, of his garment. And he said, my daughter, your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole from just a touch. Just a touch. Now here in the spirit, somebody say, okay, Jesus is not here with us. I beg to differ. He's where he lives inside of you. Anybody who received and been saved, he said, I would not leave you comfortless. I have left a comforter with you. It's called the Holy Spirit. But then I hear somebody still saying in the spirit, okay, but how can I touch Jesus? Well, here you go. Watch out. Check this out. All right. Are you ready for it? By prayer. By prayer. When you get on your knees, or when you go to the Lord with a sincere, faithful prayer, you touch the heart of Jesus Christ. You touch the hearing of Jesus Christ. You touch him. And he can answer your prayer through your faith. And he can make you whole. He can turn your situation around just by a touch through prayer. Anyway, I was encouraged this morning. I was excited when the Lord was beginning to minister to me. This just a touch. It's all we need sometimes to get a change in our life, to be healed and made whole again by faith. Anyway, God bless you, family. This has been Positive Talk with Pastor Loggins. Just a reminder, I will actually be going live with Positive Talk here in the near future. I already left a message on that, but join us this evening at 7:00 as we have our What Does the Bible Say? God bless you. Remember, just a touch can make you whole by prayer, by faith. God bless you. God keep you, family. Be blessed today. In Jesus' name, amen.